Chapter 14. And there came certain of the elders of Israel unto me, and sat before me. And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up idols in their heart, and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak to them, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Every man of the house of Israel that setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, Jehovah, will answer him according to this, according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel by their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Return ye, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, who separateth himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet to inquire of me by him, I, Jehovah, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man, and will make him desolate, so that he shall be for a sign and for proverbs, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and ye shall know that I am Jehovah. And if the prophet be enticed, and shall speak a word, I, Jehovah, have enticed that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand against him, and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. And they shall bear their iniquity. The iniquity of the prophet shall be even as the iniquity of the inquirer, that the house of Israel may go no more astray from me, neither make themselves any more unclean with all their transgressions. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, saith the Lord Jehovah. And the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, when a land sinneth against me by working unfaithfulness, and I stretch out my hand upon it, and break the staff of bread thereof, and send famine upon it, and cut off man and beast from it, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, should be in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord Jehovah. If I cause evil beasts to pass through the land, and they bereave it, and it become a desolation, so that no one passeth through because of the beasts, though these three men should be in it, as I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, they should deliver neither sons nor daughters, they only should be delivered, and the land should be a desolation. Or if I bring the sword upon that land, and say, Sword, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it, and these three men should be in it, as I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, they should deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only themselves should be delivered. Or if I send a pestilence into that land, and pour out my fury upon it in blood, to cut off from it man and beast, and Noah, Daniel, and Job should be in it, as I live, saith the Lord Jehovah, they should deliver neither son nor daughter, they should but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, How much more when I send my four sore judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, and the famine, and the evil beast, and the pestilence, to cut off from it man and beast. But behold, there shall be left in it those that escape, who shall be brought out of it, sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you, and ye shall see their way and their doings, and ye shall be comforted concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, as to all that I have brought upon it. And they shall comfort you when ye see their way and their doings, and ye shall know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in it, saith the Lord Jehovah.